On the show today, we have First Heritage Federal Credit Union's very own Julie Monahan and Baylor Healthcare Systems Credit Union's Andy Reid talking about the CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council 2021 Recognition Awards from these two. These two are previous winners, so it's a really, really fun conversation with some great takeaways, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, oh my gosh, we are graced by two winners. We have two winners, award winners in the midst. We have First Heritage Federal Credit Union's very own Julie Monahan. Julie, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome. And then right next to me, we have Baylor Healthcare Systems Credit Union's Andy Reid. Andy, how are you, sir?
Great. I'm doing well. Thanks, Michael.
Good, good. Glad to have you guys on the show. Hey, we are talking about CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council's Recognition Awards, and they're coming up. And you guys are previous winners of this this contest, if you will. And we're just kind of giving it a little bit of exposure here, and since they're coming around the corner as well for 2021, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to go ladies first.
Okay.
So how does it feel? I want to go back a couple of years, because you won it in what? Yeah. 2017.
You got it. 2017. Okay. Yeah.
So how did that make you? I mean, obviously, it made you feel good and everything. But what was your feelings when you first received this award? And then Andy, I'll ask you the same thing.
I'll say honestly, when I first got that phone call, I didn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. And I did. I really was like, I sat in my office and I was like, no, this can't be. It can't be me. But it was such a huge honor. And then besides being extremely excited, it was truly I felt like finally I'd been recognized on a national level by my peers within the profession. And I was on cloud nine. I couldn't believe it. And I thought, oh my gosh, like this really, like I know that I put my heart and soul into everything I do, but this brought it to the forefront. I thought, wow, it's being recognized. So it's so exciting.
Pretty cool.
I'm so excited when I look at the award.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. So, and Andy, you're saying that you won, was it 2013? Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I think so.
A couple of years ago.
Seems like just yesterday, Michael.
It was.
And so I'm going to again pose the same question. I mean, how did it make you feel? I mean, because obviously both of you guys work really, really hard. You're tops at what you do in the industry. So, I mean, how did that recognition make you feel?
So for me, it was, really, I was excited, of course, and thrilled and shocked a little bit because I don't think I really thought that I would win that award. But it is an award from your peers, right, from all of the other marketing and business development professionals.
Yep.
And so I've judged the award since because they have, the past folks that win do some of the judging, and it's pretty rigorous judging. And so you kind of get the full effect of it afterwards, like in the weeks that come afterwards, and you come to realize that it's really an honor, and it's a privilege to do what we do. I love what we do, and I love the work that we do, but to be recognized by the extraordinary people who do that work every day, and to be singled out for the good things that we had done at that time, it was really an amazing experience. And it just kind of grows from there when you see what all goes into it.
Well, and also, I mean, you guys work with teams as well. I mean, it's not just even though it has your name on it, there's a team effort behind it as well. And so then you kind of look at the bigger picture, it's the whole credit union benefits too. Right, Julius? I mean, so what did it mean for your credit union as well? Because that's a nice little thing to have on your shoulder there for your credit union.
Absolutely. So for my credit union, I would definitely say it was, again, kind of solidifying all the efforts that we're putting into our membership footprint and kind of saying, like, yes, we are doing things right. You know, our peers are recognizing this. This is great. For myself, I am a one-man band, but I do work very closely with the marketing team. And so for me, it was look like all of our efforts together, and sometimes maybe all the headaches that we've gone through, like this made it so worth it. And they were they're my biggest supporters. And I say it every day, like I couldn't do, and I'm sure Andy, you would agree, we don't do what we do without our team. Like right. It's just not possible. You know, we might be out on the streets, knocking on doors and businesses and being there for our members, but without the people that are helping us get to that point, it doesn't happen. So right. It was a huge recognition for everyone within our organization. And like I said, we still look at the award. It's in my office. And I'm still like, but then it inspires me because I'm like, yes, let's do this again. So right. It's super exciting.
Yeah. It kind of sets the bar, you know, it's like, hey, yeah. All right, let's see if we can go a little
What's
bit
What's next?
Higher. Yeah. No doubt. And Andy as well. I mean, obviously it's a team effort, a credit union effort and that. So what was that experience like as well?
Yeah. So I was the business development manager at American Airlines Credit Union at the time. And so I had a fairly good sized team of people working in business development. And so it was really a recognition of the hard work and the contributions that they had made. But interestingly enough, those awards don't just solely look at what you do inside your credit union. They look at what you do inside the movement in general. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great thing for my credit union and a great thing for my team, right, that we won that award. But then I was on the chapter board at the time in Fort Worth. And so those are some amazing people that I worked with there, right? And then I was on the CUNA Council and I did things through the council as well. And so it's kind of a holistic look, right, at all of your accomplishments professionally when you win the award. And so it wasn't just a kudos for me, but for the team at the credit union, for the team at the chapter, for the team at the league. And so it was really just a great big kudo for a lot of people. And I couldn't have done all the things I did that helped me win that award without those people. Like they're awesome. They're all awesome people.
Indeed. So. Indeed. There's no I in team. Come on now.
Right.
Especially in the credit union industry, for sure. And I'm going to stick with you on this one, Andy, because you said that you were a judge. And so what do you look for in a winner, I guess, or a successful candidate? And then maybe go to, I'll just stick with that question. And I'll go to part two here in a second here.
Cool. So as I said before, they have you judge the applicants in subsequent years after you've won. And so when I went through that process, I really looked at what I just mentioned before, that whole holistic view of the person as a marketing or business development professional. And so obviously very interested in what they were doing inside of their credit union. Was it innovative? Was it cutting edge? Were they doing things that have been tried and true, but mm-hmm. getting extraordinary results by tweaking something about the program? So looking at that, but then looking at their leadership inside the industry and looking at their participation in other things in the movement, like chapters, like leagues, like foundations, like political action. And so I really looked at a whole broad perspective of what they had done inside the movement, not just marketing and business development inside their credit union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that leads to part two of my question, and I think you probably answered it. Was it one specific, was it a specific campaign that you guys worked on, or was it many things altogether? I'm going to pose this to you as well, Julie. Yeah. The reason why you guys won, was it just one specific campaign that performed really well, or was it kind of a compilation of things?
For me, there were obviously things that we had done well in the business development realm that stood out during that time period. But it's more. It's a whole big look at the person's contributions over time and their inside of the movement and the communities that we serve. And so, not just one specific. There were obviously campaigns and things done inside of the credit union.
Sure.
But also stuff outside, but in the movement.
Yeah, it sounds like putting together a college application. Hey, you just didn't get good grades in high school, but you were student body government, you were on the chess team or the math club or whatever. It's a whole thing, a whole slew of things, right, Julie? Oh, I think you're on mute. I think you're muted, Julie. Can't hear you. Hello, hello. I can't hear you anymore. Oh, no.
I will say this while she tries to figure out the mute issue, if we haven't lost her, and that is when I receive the nomination, then you have to, you know, there's a bunch of stuff you have to do and submit and for consideration of the judges. And I actually had a team of people who helped me do that. Like, I pulled together my networked resources, a former winner, a marketing person, like, and I said, okay, and like piled all the stuff together. And we actually spent a weekend in a hotel.
Really?
Because we're all in different cities. Wow. We spent a weekend in a hotel, like going through all of the stuff that we wanted to put in the application and the supporting documents. And so it's more like a documentary on your career. Like yeah. Right? And it's like an interview. So it's pretty cool.
You get the whole National Geographic team together, the film.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Andy. Julie,
can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yay. Thank you. Yay. So, I was just going to say, I would agree with Andy completely. I mean, it's truly you're looking back at your past year and looking and trying to put it all together and say, holy cow. And it's, you know, I remember sitting there thinking, we did all this. I did all this in this one year. This is mm-hmm. great. But what a wonderful way to reflect back on that. And, you know, to kind of put it all together. And then, you know, much like Andy, I didn't think there was a chance that I would win at all. But it was so exciting when I did. And then, like I said, that's kind of raises that bar, like you said, Michael, because then it's like, we did all this year, but what are we going to do next year?
Exactly.
And
how do we
make it better? And yes. And how do we, you know, but it's very exciting, but it's definitely like a college application, but don't get overwhelmed by it because certainly it's doable. Yeah, we're incredible people and we do great things every day. So
my next question, Julie, is what advice do you have for folks out there who want to kind of embark on this journey?
Yeah. If you will? Well, I would say go for it, nominate someone or, you know, have someone nominate you and, you know, don't be afraid of it. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we're members of the CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council. And I would definitely say that if you aren't a member, become one, because it's the biggest collaboration of professionals in this peers in this profession that you can call on at any time. And Andy, I'm sure you'd say the same. You know, I know that there's a group of people that I talk to weekly and we bounce ideas off of each other. And that's the only way we make each other better. You know, we're all in different markets and we're striving for the same thing, but we are able to work together. And I don't know very many other industries that have something like that. And it's so incredible mm-hmm. that we do. And, you know, I think I'll never forget, you know, receiving the award. Mine was in San Antonio and I remember receiving the award and there was 400 people in the room that were just as happy as I was to be receiving the award. And that speaks volumes to this group. And, yeah. You know, I say just go for it.
Yeah. It's kind of like having your own little mastermind group, you know,
yeah,
you can
it really
bounce
is.
Ideas and hey, what's working, what's not working. Andy, yeah. This question's for you. I mean, why do you believe these awards are so important to the credit union industry? And I think Julie kind of alluded to it in her response there, but I want to get your take.
Yeah. So, for me, it's really about acknowledgement and people understanding people that have been super successful in what they've done. And to win the award is really an honor. I think it's an honor. And so when you go through the process, you get nominated, you go through the process of filling out all of the paperwork and doing all of the research and the capstone on your career for a year's period of time, if you will, a list of yearly accomplishments. I think that this is marketing and business development jobs demand a tremendous amount of energy and positivity, and you just can't get bogged down. And one of the things I love about the council is I used to consider it like my shot in the arm. Like it would so energize me and like have me going in another direction. And so the collaboration that happens inside of that council is really, really cool. And so you get to contribute, right? You get to get the charge, the energy charge out of it from winning the award, but you also, as an observer watching someone else win, you get to see what people are doing to move the movement
yep.
forward. And then when you win, you go, I'm not a Hillary Reid. I'm not a Nancy Hutchinson. Like you're like, I'm not one of those people. And so it's cool, but it's circular. Contribution is circular. Mm-hmm. I said that recently mm-hmm. somewhere, and it really fits into the whole, cooperative model of credit unions. So
Indeed. I'm going to pose the same question to you, Julie. The significance of these awards to the industry.
Huge. You know, I look forward to every year when I see who the winner is. I can't wait to schedule time to pick their brain and hear what's on their plate for the next and that collaboration. Yeah. I mean, it really is. But that is, you know, what was successful. And when we truly talk about a group of people that are willing to share information, and yes, of course, we compete. We have, you know, credit unions within our same footprints, but we work together. Like, we're here for our members, and that's really, like, we're working towards that movement, like Andy referred to. And I think just, you know, as we continue to evolve, like, especially with COVID this year, with all the challenges and changes that we've had to adapt to in our industry, and as business development professionals and marketers, you know, what a better year to highlight all of that.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't see it going away anytime soon. So really, I'm excited to see who, you know, applies for this and to be able to look at their applications and think, oh, I want to talk to this person. And this is great. We got to talk more about this. This is excellent.
I was thinking, you know, since we're such a collaborative industry, I mean, these ideas, they just get passed. The transparency is amazing in this type of stuff. And an example of it was when we got on the Zoom call, and immediately you guys all, hey, Julie, hey, Andy. I mean, immediately you guys knew each other and knew each other's work and stuff. And so that's just an example of how great this industry is. Everyone kind of knows each other and knows what they're doing and can feed off of each other, really. So it's a really cool stuff. All right, guys. Well, I think I've asked everything. Anything else to add here? Andy, Julie, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No.
No, I would just go ahead, Andy.
Ladies first. You first, Julie.
Okay. I would just encourage anyone who is not a member of the CUNA Marketing Business Development Council to join. And if you are a member, think of these awesome people that you could nominate or nominate yourself because it's well worth it.
Yep, indeed. Andy?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. So take advantage of being a member of the council. If you're not a member, become a member. Use that networking opportunity. Use that collaboration opportunity. Use that network, that huge network of people. I think it's over 1,000 people. I'm pretty sure it's over 1,000 people in the Marketing Business Development Council. Use that to grow yourself, grow your credit union, contribute to your communities. What I would say about the awards is, it is a daunting task getting through the application, but don't think that your contributions don't stack up against somebody else's because they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really an amazing thing to see a compilation of people's work over a period of time and the contributions they've made. So don't be afraid of it. You just have to spend some time on it.
Yeah.
Don't pencil whip it.
Yeah.
But I really believe that the councils and the award played a big part in my becoming a CEO and moving on to a different kind of role in the business. But I'm still a member of the Marketing Business Development Council. I'm a member of the CEO Council too, which started right after I became CEO. But I'm a member of the Marketing Business Development Council. I still watch what goes on and I still talk to my friends and my colleagues and all over across the country in marketing pretty frequently. So use it, eat it up. It's the best juice there is.
Yeah, indeed. Well put. And I'm also thinking about, think of it as contributing to the industry as well. I mean, because your ideas and, you know, they're winning ideas, so that can contribute to the industry and just make it that much better. And like we've been talking about, both of you guys, like, hey, it just raises the bar. It makes us that much better. So really cool stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know you guys have busy, busy schedules, so we appreciate the time that you took to chat about this for a little bit. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Thanks for being invited, Michael.
Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Keep up the good work, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.